Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Happy day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, prayer time, where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Laron Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you all on today to a powerful time of prayer. As we prepare to go into the time of prayer and enter into his presence, it is critical for the body to really understand what we're up against and the assault on the land and the assault on the lives of God's people. The word of God said in Psalms 50 and 5, it says, "Gather my saints unto me, those who have made a covenant with God by sacrifice." By your commitment, your dedication in your life, your sacrifice become important to the kingdom of God. Throughout the last several months, we've been entering into such a critical time in the earth, man, as it relates to the intelligence of the world. Everything's been sent as a decoy to deviate the world from the systems of what's really going on to create a disingenuous prayer life for many of the saints. People are praying for many sectors, but they're not hitting the exact bullseye of dealing with demonic forces. The world and the enemy plan does not change. He just used different people and different tactics to create the element of confusion concerning the prayer realm. As we prepare to go into prayer, many of our intercessors and prayer warriors, we're praying from habitual prayers that are usually what people know, hear, and understand. We have to intensify our prayer life in this season by moving and maneuvering carefully in the spirit realm, our target prayers. Our prayers must target the enemies. That means spiritual forces and demonic principalities in high places. Our prayers are not solutions to target human lives, but it's to target the forces that are forcing human lives from seeing and understanding what they're up against. As we prepare to go into our time of prayer, let's target our prayers and target our life in such a strategic way where it will take out the enemy. The word of God said that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mightier through God to the pulling down of everything that's a stronghold. Pulling it down, the stronghold. Our prayers are strategically targeted. One of the things as a prayer warrior and intercessor, there are many people that are throwing in the towel, backing up and quitting because of the spirit of guilt, and guilt opens up the spirit of torment. Most people in the body of Christ that are believers, you're entering into a strategic time where the enemy is using guilt, he's using shame, and he's using your past to target you from getting to that prophetic place in the kingdom of God. So what he's doing now is he's targeting your life. He's targeted from different elements. So he's using a target. And so the targets he's using and the things he's using against you are to confuse you from actually seeing the power and the glory of God. So what he does now is the enemy specifically targets. He'll target our life. For example, most people who are serving the Lord, the enemy will target you by creating consequences and making you think they're sin. Consequences are no longer sin. They're based upon choices and decisions we made in our lives. So many of our powerful words that we're praying from the consequences. So many people have opened up portals in their lives that the enemy makes you feel like your consequences are right now issues in your life. Sin. So he targets you from wanting to go forth in the kingdom of God, wanting to go forth in your vision, your purpose, in your ministry, because he's targeting you specifically. And most of us, he strategically targets us by using words against us. So as soon as we deal with consequences in our lives, he tells you that's a sin. So what you do is we speak things out of our mouth, and we make accusation against our lives. And so we target our lives with those issues by saying things such as, well, I'm going through this because of my sin, so I might as well go through this. Where's grace in this? Mercy. Grace is pivotal for when you go through the season of consequences. His grace is sufficient for you. So when you are weak, he's strong through the power of grace. So many believers cash in grace in the mercy by allowing your consequences to become your present life. Can I take you a little deeper? So many of you, once we got saved, we deal with consequences of our past. The enemy targets us and starts tormenting us with our consequences. And so we open up our mouth and choose to let our consequences have power over us by saying, well, I did this before, so I might as well go through. Well, I don't think I need to do ministry because I messed up. He's using all consequences as right now issues in our life, and he's making us feel like we're sin. Well, you're right. Devil, you're right. I did do this, so. Yeah, I might as well go back to the world. I might as well party. I might as well drink. Because he's using all consequences to disengage the power of God and disable you. We have a lot of saints running around here being disabled because of consequences the enemy is using against us. And he's targeting your greatness. He's targeting your power. He's targeting your authority. He's targeting your strength. He's targeting your breakthrough, and he's targeting your life. Change your word system. Change the way you think. Change the way you view so you can move into the presence and the power of God for your life. Consequences need grace. Consequences need mercy. But you use the oil on your life, which is the anointing, that destroys the yoke. Give no ground to this heinous demonic spirit of the devil that is constantly targeting you based upon consequences. Not your right now life, but consequences. He keeps abusing you in dream realm. He keeps abusing you every time you try to succeed. He keeps abusing you and tormenting you. Every move you make into the presence of God, he uses your consequences to throw you back and make you quit and bail out. That's why you see many ministries closing, many people throwing in the towel, many people blaming other folks for their problem, many people sitting down wondering what they should have did or could have did. Those are based upon consequences. The Word of God said in Haggai 2 and 9, Haggai had the vision and the revelation of building a temple. Temple that was created or rebuilding a temple that was established by Solomon years later. Solomon created one of the greatest creative temples probably in the history of the world because he was able to do it based upon it to his father, David, who could not build the temple, but David was able to carry the Ark of the Covenant. So David was able to handle the Ark of the Covenant. And his son was able to build the temple that would house the Ark of the Covenant. Now we are the ones who will literally walk, breathe, and live in the actual presence of Yeshua, who became the actual temple, the highest peak of the mountain. Now think about this. The blood of David, when they say he that had the key of David, means that I have the key to what? The Ark of the Covenant. Solomon built the greatest temple, the infrastructure. Now Jesus, Yeshua, he actually created all of those things. He took us from theology to divine to what we call Christology. He brought us into understanding the life. Pneumatology opened us up to the spirit. We should be able to carry the Spirit of God in us everywhere we go, guiltless and guilt-free of enemy would do against us. So the power you have inside of you is far greater than anything. You know that Jesus said, greater works will you do than I because I go through the Father. Now, theologians and scholars will argue the debate. They will argue, how can you become greater than Yeshua? Because Yeshua did what? He fulfilled, well, let's put it like this. Divine, which is theology, Jesus did what? Revealed. When he said, greater works will you do, he revealed it so you can do what? Fulfill it. You are fulfillers of what he revealed. So he's passing the mantle and the authority to, for you to fulfill what he revealed. So he's giving you a greater power than he did. He did what? He fulfilled. I mean, he revealed you to fulfill it. If he revealed it, he wants you to fulfill it. It's in you to fulfill all things. All things are made ready. But based upon ancient studies and mysticism, when people don't understand Semitic and they don't understand the Phoenician language, they'll never understand what was written on the walls of the tablets and hidden secretly, because they used the infrastructure of their own thought and the spirit of Nimrod to change the systems of the world. That's what you get. All of these Gregorian calendars and different events that are off target and cause you to operate in a pagan mindset than operating in the Judaic calendar for your life. The body of Christ must come into total alignment to exactly what's going on in the world. I was doing a little study in the last several days, and as I was quiet before the Lord, I had spoke some prophetic things. And you know, the Lord said, the world is watching. I already allowed you to hear the man say. They already following you. They know everything you're doing. You're releasing information. So what they're doing, your prophetic words are on target. They're just rerouting places and position to make sure your prophetic word appears that it's not on target. So what actually happened in Highland, Illinois, you prophesied was going to happen in the state of Illinois. You target a city, but they changed the city. See, the enemy used decoy to deviate you from understanding the plan. Then he tried to fool your mind and make sure your prophetic word is not on target. You're accurately speaking to the world about what's going on. You told the people July is going to be a shifting. You told the people the world is never going to be the same. You're seeing things are being targeted. Stay on the target, saints. Don't move from your place. Don't let the enemy fool you, because that spirit of illusion, delusion, fantasy, hallucination is taking over the world. People are losing their mind. And if you're prophetic, stay on the target. You may feel like you're being lonely. No, God just has you isolated for elevation because you're in a strategic place in the land. Everything has been aligned for your life. That's why he's playing on guilt, shame. He's playing on oppression, depression, mental illness. He's making you feel like, oh, I feel alone. You're not alone. He's playing on you. Don't let the enemy target you. He's trying to do everything in his power. We are in one of the most historical times in this dispensation of time, or even in the earth realm, as it relates to where you are at now. For example, I have never experienced this. Everything you are doing is happening. So we are in a historical time. So as believers, ancient spirits have reached their pivotal peak in the earth realm. The Gregorian calendar that was made by the Jesuit order, Dr. Fauci is involved, Bill Gates, and all of those other high-ranking families are connected to it. Even the Vatican, everybody knows, even Queen Elizabeth knows. And even the other targets of secret society, they understand everything I'm saying today. Listen, saints and pious. These people have reached their pivotal point in 2022. On the other side of July 2022, it's been a halt to their forces. They know that. That's why they scheduled these events in history. And they know that they had a four-year period to target you. If you study the Old Testament and you study each of the major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, which is not a prophet, it's one of the books, it's only four prophets, Ezekiel and Daniel, you'll find out those are sacred codes in biblical understanding They understood that everything was aligned for specific times. And if you don't understand the codes or understand the history of the Phoenician and Semitic languages, far beyond Arabic, far beyond Hebrew, the actual writing, you might even have to study a little Egyptology and understand exactly the detail of the geographical order of the earth. The universe is not defined by astrology. The universe is defined by a sound of a frequency from eternity. Everything is defined by a sound. If you understand the sound of controlling how you can speak things into existence from the very pivotal voice in your mouth, you have power and able to release and call things into question. Isn't it interesting? The word of God says Satan stands making accusation. He's using the system. You use words against your own system. He's using words against, and you're following his words based upon what you understand or the flesh realm. The realm of flesh is very keen. When he said, let there be, he immediately let the counsel of his will and all the angels know. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Let us make he male and female and them. Then, genealogy, I bloom a man. From the dust of the earth became a living soul. So we became all things to the earth. The earth has an ear. The ear of the earth heard about humanity. You have power in your living soul to speak to the earth. Earth has an ear. E-A-R-T-H. Earth. It has an ear. You can speak to the earth in your soul and blow into the presence of greatness for what you want. Anything you need is based upon you opening your mouth. Open your mouth now and proclaim what you want from the earthbound. Heart of God is very strategic. So God established the line of David. They said, he that had the key of David, he opened it and he shut it, and he shut it and he opened it. When you understand the mysterious of the Davidic and what it lies in, you will have more power on this earth than anything. To transcend one thought, one must move above and beyond, it's called. And he's moving above and beyond what you see here. I learned in my life of faith. But I can't see faith in my I have to see faith through the sound of my inner ear, the inner sanctum of my soulish realm. I can speak and decree and declare from that place because sound is strategic to the controlling of every element. You can speak from this very substratum and connect every thought and bring every thought into what? The obedience of your will and having a readiness to revenge disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You have a readiness to revenge. So anytime the enemy comes in with your consequences, you can revenge it with your obedience. You have power and ability. So as you begin to pray and tap into those spiritual realms, spiritual dimensions, you can make things happen that no man can stop. It's the power of knowing who you are and the greatness of where you want to go in the kingdom of God even now. Men and women of God, the enemy is defeated. The enemy is a liar. The enemy is who he is. Isn't it interesting when you look at the word enemy, it really speaks of you? When you look at the word of God, when it talks about the devil, it never talks about humans. It talks about a spirit. But when he talks about enemy, he talks about people who, again, enemy, enter into yourself. Find out what's in you that's causing you to deny you, the N-I-me, the N-I, N-I, it's the N-I you, the N-I you, the N-I me. What's in that secret little one eye, N-I you, that's causing you to miss the greatness of I am that I am? And the I of N-I me will stop you from N-I am. The N-I you, the N-I, the secret eye of the oneness with the Father, the enemy wants to hide it from the N-I you to be, you are the N-I, the Jesus God. I got to be very careful when I use the word God because we'll miss it. The Bible says we are, but if I use it, then I have to argue with religious people because they'll battle with what we call apologetics. You need to have to use Mark and Luke. You got to actually understand, or John, you really have to actually understand who were the writers of these books that was critical. Gospel, the spell of God, the gospel. So you have to really tap into the gospel and wonder who's putting it. You say you want God. You really tap into the mind of God so that you will be able to move it beyond the gospel. I was going to those four Bibles and begin to change the transliteration of language to understand exactly who you are, what you are to God, and the things that the detail. I know this is not me. I tell people all the time when I speak, I get myself. You have to exactly. But where you are in God, then are when you hear that man, he opened up, you said, I see man, there's trees. You have to even understand the code of that. We see, you got to understand the power of who you are in the kingdom of God. In the operation system of the church and the male practicing poor kids of a world, don't have this power of the innate ability to be who God wants us to be, exactly to the T. When you begin to pray, and pray with power and authority, there's something that's required to activate you into the earth realm with power and authority far greater than your imagination can ever fathom. The body of Christ, the way it stands, no longer exists the way it once was. Most people are only going back to what they know. Isn't it interesting? So many people want to talk about Azusa, 1903 to 1909, a time period that literally was a movement for only 3 years, from Bonnie Ray to Azusa Street, a house where they had a revival, and it moved powerfully. Then the religious world, because of their subjection to white leadership, changed the dynamic. Then we get what we call Pentecost, a new tongue, a new language. Do you know that there's languages far beyond the language you speak in Acts, far beyond the languages of other languages? Even in the Bible, he called it diverse kinds of languages. That means that unknown languages that we haven't even spoke, decreed, and talked from. We haven't even opened our mouths to release those languages. Most people are digitally created by languages of other people. What do you mean digitally? That means that you hear other people speak in a tongue, and you try to mimic their digital language, and you try to tap into their frequency, and you become clone or copycat of their language, and you never understand who you are. That's why it was critical to enslave people, then slave me, to take their name, take their culture, take their languages away. And they didn't understand the language, and they learned the colonial systems of the world. and they follow those systems throughout life, and they never know. That's why the Bible says, forever learning, never coming into the knowledge of the truth. Because when you come into the knowledge of the truth, you got to live in a contradictory world. You got to walk into a church and contradict everything you see, view, understand, and operate it. You got to contradict their worship, their praise, their play. You got to move in a contradictory of who you are. And literally, you have to operate in such a place. So you would be considered an oddball, an outcast, a heretic, because you're seeing things from a total different perspective. Because everything institutionalized from century to century to century, all of it based upon together with order, and the religious system operated by Nimrod, the ninth generation of Noah, to bring us understanding and do what they want you to understand, from television to teleporting and everything. Do you understand what the Oscar was about on March 28, 2022, when Will Smith allegedly slapped Chris Rock, and the whole world made a big issue of it, all on the word G.I. Jane. And then, so you have to understand what happened in February 24th, 1964 at that time. That's when they were in for war, G.I. Joe. Air Marine Navy Army. Set in motion. That's what you had when you had to deal with what was called the Vietnam War. Same system now. It was all permanent. That's why they use the Oscars. Oscars is one of the highest events in the world. All around the world, people watch the Oscars. Even the ancient symbol, anyway, it's an ancient symbol of the actual imagery. Just take a look at it. View the Oscar. Look at it. How everything is designed about based upon ancient creativity from the culture and the background of original art, original work. Many people don't even enjoy it. And what they did is they created an illusion, and people bought into it, and they used our culture. Isn't it interesting they always use a male factor, especially of the American people, to use them to predicate or perpetrate events in the earth realm? Because no other can do it. They can use no other people, and they understand it. If you even go into the Vatican, to the third floor, the secret places, on the wall, what did it have? A black image. They understand that. The Moors actually taught religion to them. They used religion to operate in other parts of the world, and they gave it to you. You didn't even know your originality. You didn't even know who you were. They used sound, rhythm, all of the things. They can't even connect to the teeth. Isn't it interesting that in 2020, in the month of February, Meghan and her husband Harry took their child and left $58 billion and walked away from Buckingham Palace and Windsor and refused to go back because they understood the calendar was in the favor of the original. They understood the order because years ago his mother actually knew the secrets of everything that he needed to know before she was assassinated. See, you got to understand how things are operating in the earth realm. And when you understand the originality of what the world is all about, people, we can move and maneuver in this earth realm without having to worry about a disease. The Word of God said in 911, that's what the Word of God said, Psalms 911, Psalm 91:1. It's called 911. And then if you read verse number 10, Psalm 9 and 10, you'll find out he said, there should no plague come nigh your dwelling place. What is your dwelling place? Many people don't even know the dwelling place is within inside of us. If you know what dwells inside you, you will be able to control every infrastructure of body for this. You got to get into the study of the academy to understand every what David said. He called the Ark of the Covenant, which carries all the symbols of the deity of God. Then his son, who is the world, and then his son, which was Yeshua, took it and made it a spirit and carried it into his body. You have to understand a party of the sea or the secrets of the key of David. That three-dimensional realm opens you up to understand the Ark of the Covenant, the temple that was built, and then the temple that was built in you. What he said, the temple will fall in one day. You got to know the power inside you is far greater than anything you can imagine. And I walked into the store that day, and that you are on the radar, sir. And he said to me these words, I quote, don't be the credit card. Because he was revealing to me that they knew I knew all the secrets of the world, and I was revealing it to all the people. When you reveal the secrets of the mysteries world, you become a prophet. They can't kill you because they need everything about you. They know everything about you, so you carry the mystery in the world. You have everything that's needed in the world to define, to tell the people about human life and how to operate at such a powerful level in your life and the creativity. You're creation yourself. The creature is waiting for the manifestation of creation. The creator is in us. We are the creators in the earth where we have more power than you ever would think or believe. Walk in that greatness of where you're going to go. But know this. Look at where Waldo R. Emerson, he said, I quote, he said, what lies behind us and what lies before us are small matters. Small matters compared to what lies within us. What's in you that matters? The universe is full of matters. What lies in you that is universally great that you carry inside of you? That great, powerful. It was very powerful places. You are the carriers of some of the greatest things in the earth, fam, hands down. You are a powerful instrument and a powerful tool to the earth and to the presence of God in the need that is in the world. There's things around us that we have, we control, we kingdom of God. And you treasure in that earthen vessel. That's the excellence made be God and not of you. Look at the treasure of what's inside you, the creativity you can become. Some of you are going to have to get this recorded and market. Words that I'm speaking to you today. Inside of you is many opportunities. You are a woman. Do we have men that engage in hard, solid thinking? They're the universal quest for an easy answer and half-baked solution. No pain the person can reserve elements to rebuild. Two of the greatest powerful organs of the high intellect of the temple of the brain, or the highest level, the temple. There's so much data in human life. Use less than 10% of the surface stratum of every part of the brain. The greatest inventions and wittiness of creating anything. The greatest computer that ever exists, that ever will exist in the earth, is in the mind. Look at Steve Jobs. He is something so great, but he was never able to live to enjoy it. He made a quote. He said, the most expensive bid in the world, I quote, is realize that all of the inventions, all of the money he went to travel around the world paid for, he didn't understand. And you have to understand the greatness of who is in you. I hope what I'm saying is consistent so you can understand how the power of God is the ability of who you are in God and in the presence of God. I don't want you to miss nothing that God has for you. The enemy is playing everything to stop, spoil, and break the will and the power of God within you. When you're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer, brace yourself. Intercessors and prayer warriors.
Evangelist Heasley.
Prophet. Did you want me to go ahead and read the scripture?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, praise God. Bless you on today, Evangelist.
God bless you.
Bless you. Though my man is a lot today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Administrator, bless you on today. Hallelujah. I'm going to come to you. Can you hear me, though?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to come to you out of Psalm 90 today. Our Lord, and I'm coming to you out of the Contemporary English Version. Our Lord, in all generations, you have been our home. You have always been God long before the birth of the mountains, even before you created the earth and the world. At your command, we die and turn back to dust. But 1,000 years mean, pardon me?
Go ahead.
Okay, good to hear your voice. But at your command, we die and turn back to dust. But 1,000 years means nothing to you. They are merely a day gone by or a few hours in the night. You bring our lives to an end just like a dream. We are merely grass. Tender grass and sprouts and grows in the morning and dries up in the evening. Your furious anger frightens and destroys us. And you know all our sins, even though we do it in secret. We can expect 70 years or maybe 80 if we are healthy, but even our best years bring trouble and sorrow. Suddenly, our time is up and we disappear. Teach us to use wisely all the time we have. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Don't wait. Pity your servants when morning comes. Let your love satisfy all our needs. Then we can celebrate and be glad for what time we have left. Make us happy for as long as you cause us trouble and sorrow. Do wonderful things for us, your servants, and show your mighty power to your children, to, hallelujah, our children. Our Lord and our God, treat us with kindness and let it go well for us. Please let it go well for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let it go well for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. As we enter into prayer now, Father, we thank and praise you for this new opportunity, this new month, this new time. Hallelujah. That number 7 of completion. So many things you're going to complete in us. Hallelujah. As we go forward in this month, Father God, we still stand on. Hallelujah. Every day we come in the volume of the book that's written of us, your word. Hallelujah. And we come in the volume of your Ten Commandments right here in the beginning of the month. We loudly shout your commandments out, Father God. And anywhere that we've fallen short in your commandments, we ask you to forgive us. We will be assisted in the sound of the shofar by Prophetess Tracy Pollard, who will be blowing after each commandment has been spoken. Prophetess Tracy, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Bless you. The Ten Commandments. Thou shall have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make... Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Three. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Four. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Five, honor thy father and thy mother. Six, thou shalt not kill.
7, thou shalt not commit adultery. Hallelujah. 8, thou shalt not steal. 9, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. 10, thou shalt not covet. 11, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you, Father God. Again, forgive us. We repent all the day long, glory be to God. We repent for anything and all that we've done that could offend you, that could have blocked any of the blessings that you have for us, that could have blocked the word that you have for us to go forward in the day, Father. We ask you to forgive us, Father God. You are welcome, hallelujah. You are welcome. You are welcome. Glory be to God. I'm a little raspy, but I have this in my heart. You are welcome. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are welcome. Glory be to God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. You are welcome. Usher him in. Hallelujah. We may be broken. You are welcome. Have your way. Glory be to God. Welcome into this place, Holy Spirit. Welcome into our broken vessels, Father God. Hallelujah. Welcome into our situations today, Father God. Welcome, hallelujah, into our very being. You are welcome. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We give you permission, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please have your way. You are welcome. You are welcome. Usher him in. You are welcome. Hallelujah. Have your way. Glory, hallelujah. Have your way today, Father God. Have your way, hallelujah. It's not just enough that we welcome you, Lord, but you say give permission. We give you permission to come in, Father God. We give you permission. You are welcome. You are a gentleman. You are welcome, glory be to God. You're welcome to pray through us while we sleep, glory be to God. You are welcome, Father God, in every decision that we make. You are welcome. Welcome, glory be to God. You are welcome, glory out of us under the secure. As a hen gather a chick under the wings, come to all of us, Father God. You are welcome. You are welcome. Wrap your arms around us through this time, Father God. Hallelujah. Wrap your arms around us and keep us and protect us. Hallelujah. From our own selves. Giddy out of us under the secure. Hallelujah. You said you give us rest in the Basona. You're resting in you today, Father God. You've spoken, Father God, through the man of God, Lord. You are welcome to the other Basona. In the name of Jesus, we veto every negative word we've spoken out of our mouths in the name of Jesus. Anything we've said that can cause any of the work that you have for us, any prophetic words that you've spoken into us, Father, to be backed up, to be clouded, hallelujah, to be veto. We come against every negative word we have spoken out of our mouth today, Father God, and we speak life, hallelujah, and life more abundantly in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You're welcome. Establish the work of our hands, Father. Establish the work of our hands, glory be to God. We thank you for your hand is a mighty hand. Establish the work that you put in our hands. Hallelujah. We decree and declare. Hearken, yes, Lord. to the voice of God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that our work counts, Father God. We decree and declare that our work, hallelujah, is effective and productive in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that a little leaven, leaven the whole lump, so we come against everything that can block, hallelujah. You've shown us the hand of the enemy. You've shown us what he's doing and how he's trying to destroy. Oh, Lord, forgive us of our sins. That little leaven, that leaven, the whole lump. Forgive us of our sins, Father God. Get rid of the foxes. In our lives, get rid of the foxes. Get rid of the foxes. We bind the enemy and strip him of his armor right now. Divide the spoils back to us that he's stolen from us, Father God, for the sins that we have laid before you, Father God. Hear our cry. Oh, Lord, hear our cry. As we release everything that's not like you, anything that would offend you, anything that would hurt you, anything that we've done, any sins, secret, reveal, Father God, so we will not miss you. Reveal so we will not have the enemy in us in the court, accusing us of the brother and of this and of that, when we can just open our mouths and release it to you, Father. Release it. Get it about so high. Release your sins and not let the enemy have run. Hallelujah. Not let him ramshack our lives. Get it about so high. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Don't let him spoil our tents. Don't let him continue to be a canker worm eaten. The good that you have for us, Father God. We bind and cast out every fiery serpent sent against us, hallelujah, against our families, against our personal ministries, Father God. Hallelujah, against our intimate time with you, Father God. We're fasting on today. For those who are fasting today, Father God, with the discipline of wanting to hear you, see you, smell you, taste you, touch you, hallelujah. We don't want to miss you, Father God. We choose life, Father God. We don't want to miss you today, Father God. We pray for families on today, Father. We pray for families on today, hallelujah. Open marriages, Father God. Marriages, hallelujah. Open the communication in the marriage, hallelujah, with the families in the marriage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We pray for the marriages, Father God, that the unions that you put together can't no man put asunder. Open up the communications, Father God, so they are, hallelujah, able to talk to each other, Father God, and reach in those dark places. I know we look through a glass jar darkly, but allow them to reach into those places that can cause so much division. Get it about so. Oh, Rana. Look at the other thing. Open up the communication. Cause the yelling and the screaming and the arguing and the anger and the abuse to stop. Cause the marital affairs to stop. Cause them, Father God, even if they're laying down in a bed they don't belong in right this afternoon, Lord, take the taste out of it. Take the taste out of it and cause them to get up out that bed and go home. Go back to work. We don't know what's in the hour of the day you come and don't call. Don't let them be caught in the bed. Not their mate in the name of Jesus. Don't let singles be caught in the bed of not where you would have them to be in the name of Jesus, Father God. Help. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit help. Hallelujah. We pray for singles, Father God, to sustain them, hallelujah, to sustain them as they go through the time of grooming, Father God, as in the time of Esther, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, as you're grooming. If you're grooming, Father God, hallelujah, give them that time of grace. In the name of Jesus, even if it's years, Father God, you have a plan for the singles. Keep them, Father God. Keep them, Father God, to that milk that you have for them. Keep them against fornication. Keep them against, hallelujah, self-satisfaction for fulfilling the lust. Only but a minute. Keep them from incubus and succubus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you have a plan. You're welcome. Welcome into the plan. Anywhere we've fallen off your plan, Lord, save us and clear the atmosphere. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray for the family unit, the singles in the family unit, the marriages, all of it together, Father God. Bring it all together, Father God, for your glory, for one for another, Father God. We pray for the children now, Father. Children who are going through so much, what they're seeing and what they're hearing. Hallelujah, what they're being exposed to now, Father. Ah, Lord, we pray for them in the places of molestation, in the home. In the home. Some against molestation of a father or a mother molesting their own children. Some against the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah. Children not knowing their identity, their sexual identity, thinking they're supposed to be girl with girl and boy with boy because of these molestations, because of these lies, this deceit. Oh, Lord, go into those filthy places and wash it out. Save our children, hallelujah. Save our children from kidnapping, hallelujah, Father God. Sexual trafficking, yes, Lord. Oh, create a bond for them, Father God, that can save them. Save them. Expose this filth. Expose this lie. Don't let them go down into the pit. And for those who have been saved, those who have been spared, those who have come out, Lord, I thank you for the right counsel. I thank you for the right healing. I thank you for the right path that will bring them back to total restoration. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against that spirit of rejection. That cutting spirit, cutting themselves, trying to find an answer, trying to find relief in the name of Jesus, cutting their bodies up, hiding their cuts up with clothes. Get on my soul now. Hey, help. Get on my soul. Get on my soul. Let the spirit help. Get on my soul. Get on my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear of being killed. Fear of being killed when they hear all this on the television in their neighborhood. Fear, Lord. Then they see a gun. Fear. When they see police, fear. Help them. Send the angel of Raphael, the healing angel, to go and be with each and every child in their households, when they're hiding in the closet, trying to stay away from the enemy who comes to taunt them. Oh, give them peace. Give them that peace. In the name of Jesus, Father God, expose that lying demon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We quench and we quench. We decree, we declare, we quench every fiery dart. All ungodly words. All ungodly words spoken against our lives in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, on today. Every negative word we have spoken out of our mouth over our children. Hallelujah. You ain't going to be nothing. We come against those words. We veto every spirit, every setback. Every word that causes a setback that has come out of our mouths, hallelujah, in joking, hallelujah, hallelujah, words of joking. Oh, I'm just kidding. That's a lie from the pit of hell. We demolish it. We veto it. For the devil will not get to take our words of joking and justice. Turn it on ourselves. We come against that now in the name of Jesus. We choose blessings. Instead of curses, we choose life now, Father God. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and we choose life. Bless us, Father God. Protect us from ourselves. We are doing all that. Your daughters and sons, Lord. We bind every enemy and strip him of his armor and divide his spoils. We bind him up. We cast him out in the blood of Jesus, prevail against him. Hallelujah. We come in the volume of the book that's written of us, your word, Father God. Hallelujah. We are your resurrected. We come. Yes, God. We come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose we are and whom we serve. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. Now, today, we decree and declare, because we affect and enforce your original plan and purposes over against the plans and the purposes of Satan, everything that he's trying to do to destroy us, every blockage, every obstruction, we come against every spirit that blocks spiritual growth in the name of Jesus, that blocks finances, that blocks relationships, that blocks prayer life, that blocks the studying of the word. It's your word that moves things under the bashana. Glory be to God. Cut it off. Choke it. In the name of Jesus. Any blindness, any blindness that can come and cover our eyes, take the scales off our eyes. Take the cataracts. Scrape them off our eyes. Scrape them, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, so we can see you, Father God. We can see you in the name of Jesus. And your fullness thereof. We plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We come against this lying demon that's trying to tear down our community right now in the name of Jesus. We come against that murdering spirit. Lord, we thank you that as you've taken the scales off our eyes and we see these things on the internet, hallelujah, on Facebook, and these 18 to 25-year-olds are planning and plotting, hallelujah, causing incubation, Father God, to abort their plans. Stop it and say something in the name of Jesus. And first and foremost, pray to you and stop it in heaven. Bind it up and cast it out. The blood of Jesus prevail against every plot, every plan to destroy your people. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have us in the palm of your hand, that you're molding and shaping us, Father God. We know it rain on the just and the unjust, but we're asking you, Father God, for you to put your super on our natural in the name of Jesus and protect us so that we have a voice out there to stop the hand of the enemy. We prophesy no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And when that weapon is formed, and when that weapon touches home, work, when we're out in our cars, grocery stores, then it will not, cannot, shall not destroy the fruit of our ground. Your word says none of her fruit will fall from the vine before its time. That tells us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you got a plan, and you're welcome. Get up in to fulfill those plans in us, Father God, that we fulfill the plans that you have for us, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. What did you say? Be not overly wicked. Be not overly much wicked. Neither be a fool. Why should you die before your time? In the name of Jesus, cause us to walk upright with you. We know that bad company corrupts good manners. Send us to the places that you would have us to go. You spoke out of the man of God that you would guide us with thine eye. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Guide us with thine eye, Father God. Hallelujah. Guide us with thine eye. Let the net that, that the enemy have hid to catch us, catch themselves. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hide us from, hallelujah, the secret counsel of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We bless your name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you are our counselor, Father God. You are our counselor, Father God. You are our advocate. Andorobato. Then guide us in the way that we should go. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Confirm the words that we're praying today, Father God. Confirm our words, Father God. Confirm our decrees and declare, hallelujah, on today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Confirm our words that every lying tongue is wrong and that the truth prevails. Confirm our words on today, Father God. Put a hook in the nostril of the enemy. Confirm our words today, Father, and reverse every curse associated with the utterances that the enemy and his imps bring forth. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we shall not be lost by the hands of the enemy and his feet. Subterrestrial and celestial domains that try to come against us, we superimpose all prophetic words over everything the enemy tries to do. We overrule it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You've given us that power in our tongue to overrule ill-spoken words, enchantments, divination, spells, hexes, curses. We employ the host of heaven to war against the host of darkness. Take command over it in the name of Jesus. We take command over it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Cause a halt. In the name of Jesus. Give us that favor, that favor, that favor. Ooh, give us the favor today, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give us that nobility and that greatness that you have so deep within us to pull it out. Name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing, for what you have done, for what you have yet to do in our lives this day forward. We thank you, Lord, for staking your territory and that you cut the head of the enemy off. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Clear the atmosphere and stake your territory today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
To clear up your atmosphere, Father God, to tear down the work of the enemy. Let this sound, Father God, penetrate each and every ear, each and every heart think, and cause change, cause deliverance, cause the Holy Ghost boldness to speak your word and stop the hand of the enemy. Thank you. for putting to rest Prophetess Meek, putting to rest Evangelist Brooks. Father, to rest my brother, all in the same time. So victory, hallelujah. Yes, there is life. And Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, we are more than conquerors. Amen. Release. Bless you, Prophetess Tracy, as you go forward. May the Lord use you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Oh, God, we praise you on today. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Mighty, 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 mighty are the works of your hands, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just come thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for all you've done, Father God, all that you're doing, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for just waking us up on this morning, Father God, starting us on our way, Father God. We thanking you, God, for you just keeping us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the midst of all that's going on this earthly realm, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you are worthy, oh God, and you are able, oh God, hallelujah, to do all things for us, your people, but fail. On today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we give you praise. Worthy, worthy Master, hallelujah, merciful Master, hallelujah, King of kings, hallelujah, King of everything. Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, God, hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, El Shaddai. My God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the great I am. Oh, God, hallelujah. The beginning and the end and the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, God, we bless your name today. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, for each and every person under the sound of my voice today on this line. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And those that desire to get on that weren't able to, for whatever reason, Father God, we praise you for them as well. Oh, God, and we pray right now that you're moving by your spirit in each and everyone's lives. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you know, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, with each and every person stand in need of, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so we pray right now, Father God, hallelujah, that you do it for them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Do it for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Just do it for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, even as we come on this line today and come before you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we're putting on the whole armor of God, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We gird in our loins with truth, Father God, glory, hallelujah, with the belt of truth, Father God, we're putting on our breastplate of righteousness today, Father God. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace on today, Father God. We pick up our shield of faith, which is quenching every fiery dart of the enemy. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We put on our helmet of salvation, Father, hallelujah. And, Father God, we pick up our sword, which is your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we go in right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and tear down everything that's not like you, every single stronghold, Father God, on today. Oh, God, we tear it down right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, hallelujah, for your forgiving grace and your forgiving power. We ask that you will forgive us of every sin of omission, every sin of commission, oh, God. We ask right now, Father God, that you would just wash us clean, Father God, soak us, sack us, and saturated in the precious blood of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Creating us a clean heart and a right spirit within, and let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be set the bow in your sight, for Lord, you are our strength, and you are our redeemer. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're the strong tower, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the righteous can run in and be safe in this hour. Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you just, oh, God, dispatching your angels, oh, God, to go out, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all throughout the four corners of the earth, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Cover your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to destroy every bit of evil, Father God, that is going on, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, for you are worthy, oh, God, and you are able, Father God, hallelujah. And, Father God, I stand on today, Father God, and release strength unto your people on today, Father God, and, oh, God, and over this line, Father God, hallelujah, as I stand on Isaiah 40 and 31, and it says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and never faint. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for your strength, oh, God, for your strength over us, your people, on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I stand, oh, God, and release faith over your people today and over this line, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we stand on your word in Hebrews 11 and 6, and it says, and without faith it is impossible to please you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for whoever would draw near to you must believe that you exist, and that you reward those who seek you, Father God. So we just thank you, God, for faith, Father God. Draw us nearer and nearer to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because the closer we come to you, Father God, the more we learn of you, Father God. As we learn of you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, our trust and our faith is built up in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, I stand and release your hope over this line and over your people today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. As I stand on your word in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not evil, to give you a future and hope. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your hope. Oh, God, hallelujah. And our hope, Father God, glory, hallelujah, will not be deferred in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, hallelujah, I stand, oh, God, today. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and I lose peace over this line today, peace over your people everywhere, your peace, oh, God, that floods like a never, flows like a never-ending river, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I stand on Isaiah 26:3, and it says, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise and glory and honor that peace be still, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And every home represented, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every state, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every region, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Peace be still, oh, God, in all seven continents, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. I thank you that your peace is resting upon us on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, I stand, oh, God, and release love over the line and love over your people today, Father God, as I stand on Colossians 3:14, and it says, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So we release love over the people in this line, over myself and over everyone, all your people everywhere, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we thank you, God, for even the sound of the shofar that brought forth the victory for your people, Father God, the sound of victory, Father God, that pierced the atmosphere, Father God, and we just stand on Philippians 4:13, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, and it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So we bless you, God, for your strength. Father God, we bless you, God, hallelujah, for the victory in every area of our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, somebody may be battling with something right now, oh, God. Somebody may be struggling right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and don't know the way out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But I'm thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, we could be victorious, oh, God, in you, Father God. We are victorious in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy and you are able, God, hallelujah, to bring forth the victory in each and every one of our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for that template that you placed on the inside of us when you created the blueprint for our lives, that victory template, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we got to win, Father God. If you win, we got to win, Father God. And you win, Father God. You win. You win, you never lose, Father God. Hallelujah. So give someone, oh, God, strength, oh, God, today and hope, oh, God, today to know that, Father God, they're coming out of the situation. No matter what it is, no matter how hard it is. There's nothing too hard for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And they can come out of that situation, Father God. They can come out of that circumstance. They can come out of that happenstance today, Father God. And we give you glory. We give you praise, oh God, for bringing them out, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. For you are worthy. And you are able, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we're praying, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And binding up right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, everything is not like you, Father God. Every high and haughty thing that was exalted itself against your knowledge on today. We bind it up, oh God. We tear it down right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up every stronghold today, Father God, and tear it down, Father God. We bind it up pride today, oh God. We bind it up imaginations today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We send it back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind it up, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, disobedience today and rebellion, Father God, and we send it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. All arguments, oh, God, are being bound right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Reasoning, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is being bound up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We bind up the false doctrine on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we send it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we bind up every single self-sabotaging spirit today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we bind it up when we send it back to the pit of hell. We bind it up self-pity today, self-destruction. Oh God, take your rightful place in the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Self-rejection, take your rightful place in the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Take your rightful place in the pit of hell, self-righteousness. Oh God, thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Self-deception, go back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Self-delusion, go back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, self-will. Oh, God, we cast down self-will today, Father God. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We surrender to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Embrace your will on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we send self-centeredness back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. And we send, oh, God, issues with their self-esteem, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We send self-torture back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Selfishness today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Because you said in your word that we ought to esteem others more highly than ourselves, Father God. So help us be concerned about others, Father God. Hallelujah. Not just self, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Help us walk in love towards our brothers and sisters, oh, God. In Christ, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even our natural brothers and sisters and families, Father God. Help us to walk in love towards them, Father God. Not selfishness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind in, oh, God, stubbornness today. We bind in, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, anti-submissiveness today. We submit to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bind up egotism today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, those that are, oh God, in stressful situations, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up every bit of stress and anxiety today, tension and worry, oh God. We send it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Mental breakdown, oh God. We send it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. We bind up the strain, oh God, that's many of the people today. We lift it up and we cast it down right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up strokes, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up the heart attacks, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those heart palpitations, we cast them into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind it up right now. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, those thoughts of suicide, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bind it up right now. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, depression and oppression today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we loose life and life more abundantly over your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For you are worthy and you are able, oh, God, to pull them out, to bring them out, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we binding up despair, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, we back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. That you're moving right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, over your people today, Father God, over all the issues and things that they're dealing with right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, we bind up disaster. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we bind up that destruction, Father God, that lays waste at noonday. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, God, right now, oh, God, hallelujah, that all of the owls and darts, oh, God, that are flying at your people right now, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, we reach up, oh, God, and we cast them down. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we intercept every fiery dart. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy. Oh, God, and Father God, we're binding up, oh, God, the destruction. Oh, God, on the roadways today, Father God. We're binding up that destruction in the airways today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we bind it up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the destruction of the buses and the trains today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We bind it up, oh, God, the destruction, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, with the cars on the road today, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, the motorcyclists, the bicyclists, Father God, we bind up destruction, Father God, even at the pedestrian walking, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we just thank you, God, for covering your people, oh, God, hallelujah, covering the governmental buildings, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, businesses, Father God, schools, Father God, institutions, Father God, churches, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, God, hallelujah, universities are being covered right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we bind up every murdering spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we bind it up, oh, God, the shootings, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we bind it up, oh, God, hallelujah, malicious behavior, Father God, we bind it up, anger, Father God, rage, oh, God, malice, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we bind it up, any evil work, oh, God, that's not like you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, God, hallelujah, oh, God, that you're covering your people right now, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, we bind it up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that soothsaying spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We binding up the Python spirit, Father God. We binding up divination, Father God. False prophecy, we bind it up and cast it into the fiery sea, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Astrology, Father God, horoscopes, we bind them up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Psychics and mediums, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that would try to deceive your people, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, for you are worthy, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up sorcery today, witchcraft. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We send it back to the dry place right now. Magic and, oh, God, spirits of the occult, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Charms and incantations, Father God. Hypnotic spirits, Father God. Trances and spells, we break them with the breaker's anointing, oh, God. And we bless your holy name, for you are worthy, oh, God, and you are able to do it right now for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment against it shall be condemned. Oh, God, hallelujah. And that is our heritage, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The heritage of your children, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Worthy, worthy master. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for just moving, oh, God, even in our governmental system, Father God, moving right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and every bit of, oh, God, hallelujah, corruption, oh, God, is being cast out right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're changing the guards today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, in the body of Christ, in our governmental, oh, God, the body of Christ governmental system, Father God, and also in the, oh, God, the world system, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We give you the praise, oh, God, that you're taking down. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. All of those who are operating and moving in evil, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and that are not doing your bidding, and you're putting men and women in place that will stand, raise up a standard for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, make a difference, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, do your bidding, oh, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we praise you, and we give you the glory. Hallelujah, we give you the honor. And what you're doing, we thank you for every single law, oh, God, that has been put in place, every single motion and bill that is not like you, Father God, is not what you desire, oh, God, for your people, for this world, Father God. We thank you that you're vetoing it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, worthy master. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Bless your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you even moving over this corrupt judicial system, Father God. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Jehovah, tell that unjust judge, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that all bogus charges are being cast out right now in the mighty name of Jesus, even as the angels are dispatched around the courtroom right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, for your lighter sentences. Sentencing, Father God, for your people, Father God. We thank you, God, for you opening prison doors right now, Father God, and releasing those that were wrongly accused, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. For you are worthy. You are able, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, now touch right now, Father God. Those, oh God, hallelujah, you need a touch in their body. Oh God, we decree and declare right now your healing virtue is flowing right now, touching from the top of their head to the bottom of our feet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Get into that respiratory system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Breathe on your people, because even as you breathe on your people, Father God, they shall breathe. Oh God, we speak to the lungs today. Oh God, and we command them to function how you design them to function, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We speak to that heart today, Father God. We command it to pump how you designed it to pump, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We speak, oh God, to those kidneys, Father God. Let them function how you designed them to function, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We speak to the liver today, Father God. We command it, oh God, hallelujah, to heal and work how you designed it to work, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy. Oh God, and we bind it up, colds and flus and, oh God, glory, hallelujah, COVID and coronaviruses, Father God. We send them back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, for you are worthy and you are able, oh God, to heal right now. Oh God, heal those sinuses today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Heal those scratchy throats today, Father God. Go into the inner ear, Father God, and heal the middle ear infection, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God. Praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that fevers are taking us rightful place in the pit of hell right now, oh God. For you are worthy, oh God, and you are able to do it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. For touching, oh God, those with high blood pressure today, Father God. We thank you, God, for healing right now those with diabetes today. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you touching those, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, with cancers today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every cancer cell, take your rightful place in the pit of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, touch the spine today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That cervical spine and that lumbar spine, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, touch the nerves today, Father God. Heal the nerves, Father God. Regenerate new nerve endings, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, touch right now, Father God, for you are worthy, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Get into that muscular system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up those muscle spasms. We bind up the nerve spasms, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, touch the joints in the, oh God, hallelujah, the joints in the arms and the hands and the feet, Father God, and the legs. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Right now, oh God, glory, hallelujah. The ankles, Father God, touch some of the ankles. Right now, we command the swelling to go down right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, all manners of edema, oh God, we cast it into the fiery sea right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for you are worthy. Oh God, you are able to do it, Father God. Hallelujah. We standing on your word today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In Isaiah 53:5, where it says that by his stripes, they were healed, so we call your people healed right now, oh God. We command those aneurysms to fall to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Those brain tumors go to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast bleeding in the brain right into the fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We just thank you, God. Hallelujah, for you just touching right now the minds of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you just shifting the mindset right now. Oh God, hallelujah. Stabilizing the mindsets right now. We cast the carnal mindset to the fire. We see right now, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. And we thank you, God, that you're giving us a divine mind transplant right now. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. You're causing our minds to be stationed and fine-tuned to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for you are worthy. For you are able, Father God. And we just pray, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that every disease and disorder and dysfunction known to man, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, is dissipating right now and raising up off your people, Father God, and falling back into the fire. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. for you are worthy. And Father God, cover the children today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The young and old children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, our nieces and nephews and, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Grandchildren today. Oh God, place your hands upon them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and cover them and keep them, oh God, from Satan and Satan's devices, oh God. Oh God, we Satan-proof their minds from even hearing a word from Satan, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Bring them out of depression today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Help them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God, bring them out of, oh God, glory, hallelujah. All these, oh God, things that the world would have them get involved with. Oh God. Premarital sex and, oh God, drugs and drinking, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, prostitution, Father God. All of these things, Father God, we bind up right now and we cast them off of the youth, Father God, and cast them off of your young and old children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and we just thank you, God, hallelujah, for you just stirring up the gifts right now, oh God, in the body and in the people, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and that they shall walk in what you call them to walk in, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Don't let the destinies be cut off short, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, but show them the divine purpose that you have for their lives, Father God, for each of our lives. Let us walk in it, Father God. Let us build your kingdom, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. So we bind it up, oh, God, every trick and every trap, every story, every plot, every scam and every scheme, every bit of sabotage, fall back to the pit of hell. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you. For you are so worthy, Father God, hallelujah. And we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies in our lives. We thank you for your love, Father God, for how you love us, Father God, even when we don't love ourselves. And even when we don't love others, you still love us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even when we don't show our love for you, Father God, you still love us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because you love us with an everlasting love that never quits. Oh, God, and we just bless you. We just bless you how you look past our faults and you still meet the needs of us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, that you, how you're making us the head in this hour and not the tail, above and not beneath the lender and not the ball, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We binding up, oh God, hallelujah, poverty on today, Father God. We binding up, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that spendthrift spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that will cause us, oh God, to go out, Father God, and squander money, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to waste money, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, even as you have stored up, oh God, the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, you've already done it, Father God. Help us to be good stewards over everything you give us, Father God. Help us to remember to tithe and offer and pay our offerings, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And build your kingdom with the wealth you've given us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and help us, oh, God, to remember to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things will be added to us. Oh, God, help us not to seek after other things before you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we just thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Help us to walk upright before you, Father God, and be obedient to your will, your way, and your word. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, because you said in your word, Father God, over in Isaiah, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, glory, hallelujah, that if we're willing and obedient, Father God, that we would eat the good of the land. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And then over in Psalms 27, you said, oh God, that we would see your goodness in this your land of the living. Oh God, but we got to live upright, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We got to put you first, Father God, to help us, oh God, hallelujah, to get it right, Father God. Help us, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, to not give up and throw in the towel in this hour, Father God, but to stand flat-footed and unmovable and unshakable. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. And press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you praise, we give you glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and Father God, we pray for intercessors all over the world today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, forgive them, oh God, and give them what to pray and when to pray and the different prayer watches, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and I pray, oh God, strength back to, oh God, Evangelist TV, even as she poured out on today, Father God, I pray comfort to her, pray comfort for her, Father God, and her family, Father God. I pray, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that you would just continue to strengthen them and keep them and let them know that your loving arms are wrapped around them in the loss of her brother, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I pray strength, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, to our pastor, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Our overseer, Dr. LeRon Matthews, continue to strengthen him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, take him higher and deeper in you, Father God, and I pray for his family. Oh, God, in every reading time, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You would just cover them, Father God. Keep them, Father God, hallelujah. Uplift them with your mighty right hand, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And let them know that you're there, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, and I pray strength, oh, God, even, oh, God, to all the bereaved families included. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Dr. Wilkes, Father God, cover her and keep her, Father God, and strengthen her and her family, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, and her brother, Chris, Father God. Move by your spirit for him, Father God. Give him understanding, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, for you just covering all the bereaved families, oh, God, and all your people all over, Father God. You know what we all have need of, Father God. Many backs are against the wall, Father God, but you know, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, just what to do, Father God, because you already had the plan. You had the plan, Father God, even before the foundations of the world. Oh, God, you knew what we would all go through. Oh, God, on each day of our lives, Father God, and you already had the way out, Father God. But you are the way maker, Father God. You are the miracle worker, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, there's nothing too hard for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You are the keeper of lost causes. Oh, God, there's no cause lost with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we just want to thank you, and we just want to bless your name today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For all that you are to us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you, Father God. Hallelujah. We love you. And we thank you, God, that your promises, Father God, glory, hallelujah, shall surely come to pass in each of our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, because your word tells us, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that your word goes out to accomplish everything that you sent it to accomplish, and it never returns back to you, boy. It tells us that in Isaiah 55 and 11, Father God. So we stand on your word, oh, God. We stand on your promises, Father God, and we just thank you, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that we get in and get in an expectancy, Father God, and a posture of expectancy. We get in that posture of expectancy, Father God, expecting you to do exactly what you promised, Father God, because he that promised is faithful. Hallelujah. So we thank you that you are faithful. You're faithful, Father God. Hallelujah. You are faithful, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And if you said it, you shall perform it. Oh, God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God. Hallelujah. For bountiful blessings taking your people over, Father God. We thank you for the bumper crop blessings coming to pass for those of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. They're having seen it in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We praise you and we love you, Father God. And we bind up every bit of backlash and retaliation because of these prayers on today, Father God. Because of these petitions, even the petitions that will go up. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We bind it up right now, oh, God, and we thank you that while we're yet speaking, you already answered us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, and we bless you, and we love you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah to your name.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you on today. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your spirit, and we thank you for your presence in our lives. Lord, you said in your word in the book of John 1:1, that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with you, and the word was you in the beginning. And then the word became flesh. And so in the name of Jesus, God, we stand on the word of God in John 3:30, where John said, decrease, God, that you may increase the more. Father, we ask right now that you move flesh out of the way, that your spirit may dwell in this atmosphere continuously in the name of Jesus. God, I stand with the intercessors and the prayer warriors and ministry here in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. And we said it on the word of God in Romans 8:28, where you said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love you, who are the called according to your purpose. God, let the purpose of our prayer today, Lord, be the prayer of an answer to every will, mind, and thought of your people, even now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now for the glory of your word. You said in your word, God, in the book of Hebrew, God, 4:12, you said your word, the word of God, is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the asunder of the soul, and as an intent and as a discerner of the heart, even now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now for the power and the glory of your word. Now, God, we speak and decree and declare Job 22:28. You said that we decree a thing, so shall the thing be established, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, God, in Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You said in verse 105 that the word of God is a light unto our feet, it's a lamp unto our pathway. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Isaiah 10:27 said, it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke shall be taken off of our shoulders and the burden from around our neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. God, we thank you right now for the wind, Lord, of your word, God, being blown over all 7 continents in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the alignment, God, of the universe, God, and planets coming together in the name of Jesus. We're standing on the word of God, Lord Jesus, that every word that's been spoken, God, and every word is yea and nay and amen to the glory of God. Father, we thank you right now for turning the captivity of the hand of the enemy away from the mind, will, and thoughts of your people. You said in your word, God, in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep them in perfect peace. Mind is stayed on you. God, we decree and declare the power of your word. You said that the weapons of our warfare, God, they're not carnal, but they are mighty through you to the pulling down of the stronghold, God. And God, we're casting down every imagination and every delusion and illusion and every spirit and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your word, God. And God, we're bringing every thought into the obedience of your will, Lord, and having a readiness now to revenge disobedience, God, because our obedience is being fulfilled. God, we thank you right now for the power of your word. We're standing on the word of God on Psalm 55:17. And David said, at noon, at morning, and at evening, will we pray and cry aloud that you might hear our voice. You said in your word in Psalm 107:20, Lord, you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them from all destruction. God, we thank you for the word today. God, we speak to the winds that control atmospheres and hemispheres and trochospheres and biospheres and lithospheres and heliospheres. We speak to the dynamics of the universe, God, and we speak to the celestial realm, and we command the terrestrial realm to behave as you told Isaiah, God, as you told Elijah, God, you spoke and shut up the heaven, God. And God, we decree and declare your word, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for the wind of the south, God. God, we thank you for the winds of the east and the winds of the north, God. God, we God, we thank you for Ramasia. for your word over your people even now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now. David said in Psalm 37 and 25, he said, yet he was young past it, and then he was old past it. And God, he's never seen the righteous forsaken, neither the seed begging bread. God, we're standing on the word of God. Lord, that you are Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which was, which is, which is to become. God Almighty, God, your word don't change. You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall never pass away, God. We thank you right now for the word of God by way of Paul, God, in Romans 12 and 1, where he said, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The word, God, your word, God, we cast the devil out of the mind, God, and we rebuke demonic entities, God. We interrupt corrupt spirit, God, that comes through teleporting and telecommunication, through whispers, enchanters, God, we're binding up the hand of the enemy now. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We're binding up demonic spirits that operate through generational bloodlines, that visit the third and fourth generation of the iniquities of the fathers. In the name of Jesus, God, remove the heavy burdens that are on your mind of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we're binding up confusion that have been sent through technology, God, and through systems of the world, God, through communicational systems, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're binding up the demonic spirits that operate through inner ear, God, that enter into our inner ear, God, by technology of false information and demonic narrative that have been sent down through the system of the world, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind up the worrying mind, the wondering mind, God, that continue to seek out more power from the dark world. We're binding up the hand of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. God, we're binding up the spirit of confusion, God, of the mind of the demonic spirit that operate in sensory peripheral, God, that operate in the cerebellum, in the cerebrum, God, operate in the cerebellum cortex, God, that deal with the controlling system of the brain and the mind and the inner ear, God, that takes sensory and data information and houses, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the stronghold and the strong man right now. We're binding up that demonic spirit, God, that has been launched, God, to institutionalize our mind, institutionalize our thought, God, that we operate out of our mind and out of the things of you, God. God, we're binding up the spirit that controls the flesh realm, God, through thought, God, emotion, God. We overrule every diabolical spirit, God, that has been sent against your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we're binding up every demonic spirit, God, that will come down through the mind and interrupt the people, interrupt their prayer life and their thought process, God. In the name of Jesus, we're binding up the spirit of bipolarism. We come against the spirit of teleporting and schizo. We come against the spirit of Luna that operates through certain times of the moon. And we bind up the lunatic thoughts, God, that operate through the mindset, creating illusion and the delusion about other people, other human lives, God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We drive back the forces. We drive back the traps. We drive back the spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we overrule every diabolical low self-esteem and reject it in false spirit and false humility, God. In the name of Jesus, and God, we command a breakthrough for your people, God, that they will break through these spirits, break through these principalities, break through these strongholds. In the name of Jesus, God, move by your power, God. We speak to the spirit of hurt and spirit of rejection and deep hurt and deep spirit and deep bitterness, God, and deep anger and deep unforgiveness, God. In the name of Jesus, God, go to the root of it, God. We uproot every diabolical
to the deep of the body, the deep of the nerve, God, that deal with the nervous system and the secular system, cellular systems of the body, God. We're going down into those deep areas, God, that hold us hostage to bondage to rage and bondage to anger, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're going down into those deep areas that keep us thinking the same way, going back to the same old mindset, going back to the same old things of the past, God. In the name of Jesus, go inside. We run it out, God. We command Satan, get ground, loose your hold. We bind that spirit up now in the name of Jesus, and we override every diabolical spirit, God, that the enemy will hold through our emotional system, God. In the name of Jesus, we go to the spirit of pity. We bind up the spirit of pity. God, meeting people that will call and see the Oscata. God, we go into that pity spirit that holding down people in bond, holding them bondage to their past, holding them bondage to their past circumstances. In the name of Jesus, God, go inside. We speak to demonic spirits that want consequences to become seeing, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we grab it out of them. We grab it out of their spirit, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and God, we loose them and let them go, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the dragon spirit, God. We come against the mummy spirit, God. We come against that demonic spirit that operates through lunatic spirits, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we drive it out of them, God. That come through addiction, come through drunkenness, come through alcoholism, God. In the name of Jesus, false psychotropic medication, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we command it to loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Loose that woman, Satan. Loose that man. In the name of Jesus. Loose that child that's carrying that psychotropic issue. Loose that child that's carrying fetal alcoholism. Loose that man that's carrying that addiction. Loose that spirit of Jezebel. We bind that spirit of Ahab. In the name of Jesus. God, we come against that strange spirit that operates through strange women. In the name of Jesus. That woman that's dealing with deep hurt, deep issues and deep pain, God, of being abandoned. I bind up the spirit of abandonment, abandoned by your loved one, abandoned by love affair, abandoned by pain, abandoned by brokenness, abandoned by childhood, abandoned by lack of love, abandoned by lack of touch. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. Shedding loose your hope right now. We break that trap spirit. We break that trap door. In the name of Jesus, loose them right now. I speak to the sickness that's in the body, the sickness that's in the cell system, the sickness that causes cancer, the sickness that causes high blood pressure, low blood pressure, sickness and diabetes. I speak to white cells and red cells. Touch those organs, God. Kanda, Ruban, Doheshakadaha. Go inside. Bring it out of my heart. Break those areas of the body that the enemy is penalizing with pain of things that you're holding on to. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. Move by your power, God. Show yourself mightily, God. And that's settling now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for it now. We thank you for breakthroughs now. We thank you for the person having strength now. In the name of Jesus, restore virtue that's been taken out. Restore the virtue that's been taken out of that pastor, that leader, God. Restore now, God, in the name of Jesus. Restore that person that needs to walk in total forgiveness, God. Loose them from it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Turn the captivity of those words that's been spoken by other people, other relatives, other family members, other church people. That people are holding them down with words that lie. I bind up the lying spirit. I bind up the spirit of deception. I bind up that spirit of murderer. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. And God, I overrule the intent of that spiritual realm. And I pull it out now. And I cast it out into the dry place, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Giving them back their thoughts, God. Giving them back their place, God. Giving them back their life. I speak life back inside of that person. I speak life back inside of that person. I speak life back inside of that person. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it right now. We let you arise and our enemies be scattered, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we're pulling down Balaam worship. We're pulling it down now in the name of Jesus. And we're overruling the intent of the hand of the enemy now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you for it now, God. You're settling the cases in the mind of the people. And we thank you for it now. And we decree right now, every battle of a warrior comes with confused noise, garment rolled in blood. But this will be burning fuse of fire. God, we thank you for the word today. We thank you for turning it around now. Restore back to those intercessors in prayer warrior that pulled out, God. Touch the acoustic of their lungs. Touch them right now. Touch the acoustic of their sound, the frequency through the trumpet, God. And the shofar, God, restore to them, God, their wind and their breath, their depth of their breath, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now. Touch them in those heights, God. Touch them in those areas, God. Restore them now in the name of Jesus. Give them back what they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Renew them, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for doing it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for going through any dispute, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for turning it in the favor of your people in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for the new mind that you're giving them now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for their purpose coming back to place, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for doing it right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for portals being closed right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for opening them up to them new things, new opportunities, new advancement now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. We give you praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now that they're rising up, God, out of it in the name of Jesus. God, they're coming out of that dark place in the name of Jesus. God, you're bringing them out of that financial portal, God, is spending money in the name of Jesus from foolishness. God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for turning it around now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for doing it now in the name of Jesus. God, you're breaking them through, God, you're piercing them through in the name of Jesus. God, you're showing them how needy the ocean in the name of Jesus. God, you're doing it for them, God. You're doing it for that family matter, God. You're doing it for that child in the name of Jesus. You're bringing them out, God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll be able to pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the rescue team, the angels of the living God going inside and doing it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for doing it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for your heavy hand on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up your name on high. We celebrate you, God. We glorify your name. We magnify your name in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the celebration, God. We thank you for bringing them out, God. That death didn't take them out, God. Murder didn't take them out. The accident didn't take them out. The operation didn't take them out. The gloves didn't take them out, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the victory, God. God, we thank you for the supernatural hand of your power, God, over them now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it in advance. Oh, glory and honor, my shit to your soul. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for it now. In Jesus' mighty name, and now by the power of God, and by the authority of God, and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you, God, for total victory today. Thank you for total breakthrough. Thank you for total move. Thank you for total utterance, God. Thank you for doing it now in the name of Jesus. It is so. It is done. Hallelujah. For the Lamb of God. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we bless the Lord today. Thank you. Prayer warriors and intercessors, bless the Lord for you all today. Thank God for the power and the spirit of the Lord God and blessing him for all that he is doing in your life and for your life on today. I bless the Lord and give God praise, glory, and honor today. Blessing the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. And we thank him today. Thank you,
intercessors and ministry gifts on this day. We give God praise, glory, and honor for you, you and you, and the power of the Lord God that's rescuing you out of what the enemy want to keep you in. Thanking God for it all today and blessing him for his mighty hand and his mighty power. The word of the Lord God said, they that know their God will do great exploits. And we just thanking God for those that know him and trust him and thank God for his hand been on your life today. Amen. Bless the Lord for you all today. Thank you, God. I don't think I'm going to tarry long today. We just want to just give God praise through the precipitation of the earth realm. We know that there are very few people can do what we do. Amen. To continue to press in the climate of the land. There's so many people that have bailed out in this season. So many people that are battling fatigue. And I don't want people to feel like you're alone. But, you know, the enemy brings so many people into feeling like they're alone. When I'm by myself, nobody with me. No, don't fall for that okie doke. You ain't by yourself. You're not alone. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God has his hand on your life and on your good. And you're in a very strategic place in the kingdom of God, where God is moving over your ideas and moving over your life and moving over your personage. He is so gracious towards us. And so you have to just bless the Lord out of what it appeared to be. He's trying to create these appearances around many of us. And you have to hold on to the hand of God on today. So I bless the Lord for you. Thanks to God. And those of you, if you're in our particular region, we're heading just to the west side of Chicago to be with our good sister in the Lord, our good friend, overseer Linda C. Sherrill, presiding prelate of International Global Association of Churches, will be with her tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. for their conference. I believe that's a word from the Lord. I've learned one of the things in the midst of all that is going on right now. When I used to be little in ministry, you know, little things used to shake me. I became unshakable with all of what's going on. So you have to continue to be, you move. You know, the enemy will shut you down for weeks and months and close you in a little closet. You know, that's what he did to Elijah in the cave, man. In the cave after taking out 850 prophets, 450 of Grove and 400 of Jezebel, and all of that power. And he goes on a day's journey when he hears about the sound of Jezebel. But on his way there, he's loosing out all of these angelic reinforcements through promotion and laying hands to reach Jehu to loose the power, will eventually take out the makeup artist. You know, Jezebel was a makeup artist. You know, she went and put makeup on. And it's what you get all of the different types of creative makeupism from Jezebel. She was a makeup artist. She knew how to make herself up. But how many know that beyond the makeup, God still has the original blueprint of your facial expression? There's a lot of makeup artists in the world that will try to hide the imagery of who you are. But when you know who you are in God, there's no one that can change the image of the great man and woman of God. It's the anointing of the power of God. Who would do many things for you in your life. So don't count yourself out, man. Don't count yourself out, woman of God. And don't count yourself out. That industry makes billions of billions of dollars. And it will still continue to increase. Of God is creative. When he did it in Genesis, he created you so powerfully for who you would be in him and through him on today. So we bless the Lord for the masterpiece of men and women of God who would be so great in the kingdom of God and for the things of God. So we're thanking God for you and you on today. advantage of the kingdom of God. So, once again, join us if you're there. 722 North Cicero, Chicago. 722 North Cicero, Chicago, Illinois. Apostle Linda Chabrel, founder and prelate. So we'll be with them tonight. Certainly, I'll try to do my best to minister word for the people. As the Lord needs, and we will come in with a word from the Lord for the saints of God. Those are the dates that we have. Some dates we counsel due to unforeseen circumstances, not necessarily on our end, but due to the climate of financial matters for other people, and therefore building infrastructure changes as well. But we're looking forward to greater national things that we have connected with on the map, so we'll be preparing to minister via those as well. So we're thanking God for you, men and women of God. How many know what, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm still on the residue of our conference 2022, even though there's so many things that happened. I didn't let, you can't let tragedy stop the present what God is doing, you know, because we all face those things and we have them, but you still have to move with the swiftness of God in spite of. I thank God for my colleagues and men and women of God who reached out to me to pray for me and the family. Certainly, I thank you rightfully. I appreciate those who did that for me. I don't take it lightly. You're thinking about me during these times. And so graciously, I appreciate that. I don't take it lightly. You, I might have not called them back and reached out to you at that time. However, we thank you for your prayer. Thank you, men and women of God, also who pray with us. All right, I want to open up the line for those who pray with us first. If you have something the Lord gave you for us that you want to release real quickly, just hit star 6 on your phone. But before that, Minister Aretha Bryant, bless you on today, woman of God. Is there any announcement, anything we need to know? Come on, please.
God bless you, and God bless everyone that's listening in on the line on this afternoon. As stated, Dr. Matthews will be in the Chicago area tonight with Apostle Linda Chabrel on August the 13th and the 14th at the REACH Conference in Atlanta. Dr. Matthews, did they change it to the 20th and the 21st?
Yeah, I believe they did. However, she gave me a call, and I don't know all the specifics again, but I believe it was. So, yeah, to that date.
The REACH Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. Matthews will be in Atlanta, Georgia, the 20th and the 21st. Also that next weekend, August the 28th, he will return to Atlanta, Georgia to preach the word Worldwide Network TV, their gala. The tickets are $150, and you can purchase your ticket online at ptwwnt.com. Also, September the 16th through the 17th, you can join Dr. Matthews in San Antonio, Texas, Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love. They're on Prophetess Tina Rice's page, and we're sharing it as well. There's information about the registration and the hotel. You can check Prophetess Tina Rice's page, and you can check our Dr. Matthews' page and my page as well. And please feel free to share it. That's September the 16th through the 17th, 2022, Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love Conference in San Antonio, Texas, where Prophetess Tina Rice is the host. September the 20th, 5th through the 26th, you can join Dr. Matthews in New Albany, Mississippi. September the 30th through October the 2nd, the International Global Move in Orlando, Florida. September the 3rd through October the 2nd, 2022, the International Global Move in Orlando, Florida. More information is forthcoming on all of these announcements. And if you'd like to clarify some dates, please give us a call at 877-912-2027. Also remember that we've adopted the third Sunday in every month as Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting our ministry website at www.werestoretheletteru.org. You can cash app at @RFPIM, or you can Zelle at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
God bless you, Minister Brian. Good to see you doing better.
Yes, sir.
Some people were under the weather for the strength. Amen. Any sense of the prayer, whether the Lord gave you something for us, want to give you opportunity to do that. First, hit star six and come in if the Lord release something for us. Rather than interpretation of tongues, the Lord release something to you. We want to give you opportunity to do that. Hit star six right now. Come on in if God gave you something for us or something for the people of God.
Glory, hallelujah. Bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God.
I have something to share with all, and I truly am still in the, this is evangelist teasing, I'm still in the residue of the conference. It was profound for me, and it was just a beautiful time in God, and so much learning, and oh my God, so much teaching, so much learning, so much. And I caught a little bug along the way, but that came to nothing. You know, we had a death in the family, and God has given me a word of peace. I was in tears. I was in so many tears on yesterday. And he spoke, and he said clearly in John that this peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So I tell that to everybody because I asked, could I share it? And he said, yes, because there's a lot of things that's going on around us, but God is still on the throne, and that this peace that he gives us can no devil in hell take it away from us, and to keep our hands on the plow, keep looking forward. It's okay to cry. It's okay to weep. It's okay to cleanse, but don't let go of what he put inside us.
Mm-hmm.
Are going forward. We're going forward in a mighty way. So keep your head up because God is on the throne and he's doing mighty things. And I thank God for the connection to this line because we draw strength from one another. Even when we go through trials and tribulations mm-hmm. and tests, toils, you know, we got to take the test to pass the test. So we're going to pass these tests and keep it moving. Bless y'all.
Amen. Bless you, woman. I thank you so much. Surely bless the Lord for you.
Praise the Lord. Prophet Matthew, God bless you. God bless everyone on the line today. And the Lord spoke the word reach to me. He said, reach. He said, my hand is extended to my people in this hour. All you have to do is reach and grab my hand. Grab hold of my mighty hand, he said. And he said, everything you need to obtain victory is in your reach. He said, reach for my word, reach to embrace my will, reach to embrace my way, reach to pull down the blessing. Just reach. He said, it's attainable. So reach. All you got to do is reach. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. And bless the Lord for you. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, saint of God. You receive the word of the Lord and kind of, amen, from the saints of God. Bless you on today. Thank you so much for your obedience and releasing what the Lord gave you for us. Amen. As you're outside, you're not necessarily sharing it prophetically to be one of the voices. If there's so you're listening on the line and God gave you something to release to us, they'll bear witness when we said prophetically. We'll give you opportunity to do that as well. If you're listening in, all you have is star six on your line. And you can come in right now if the Lord gave you something for us right now.
Blessings to you, Prophet Matthews, and to everyone upon the line. This is Toya, and I do have a word that God revealed to me, that God gave to me.
Yes.
As everything, you know, going, and he just gave me the word, mark your post. He said, mark your post, and it reminded me of when the angel came to put the blood upon the post of the doors, and they passed over God's people. And he said, mark your post. And I asked him, you know, like, what do you mean by marking your post? He just simply said to draw near to him. He said to do it quickly. That's how we're going to mark our post. he led me to Psalm 73:28, and it reads, but it is good for me to draw near to God, and I put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Then I began to focus on the word post, like it means like set in position, upright. And then I looked at upright, and I looked at that word, and I was just saying, okay, and the meaning means right-minded, righteous, good, decent, virtuous, and honorable. And I thought, oh, God, that sounds like a warrior. And I know we're in that time right now, and he needs those true warriors to come forth. And he said yes, because he needs his warriors to be upright and right-minded warriors in this time. You know, there's portals that have been opened, these demonic realms. The plot has gotten thicker. But in this, in the release of it, but he needs us not to be in wavery thinking. We have to be in our position now, right now. And God doesn't have weak warriors. So we stand because we stand in the power and the strength of God Almighty. He began to speak to me on 1 John 4:4 is, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. So we've already overcome. You've already spoke that earlier. I believe I heard you say that. Satan is already defeated. You know, God is never defeated, but Satan is. Because greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. With all this, you know, things that's happening, we don't have to worry about that. God gave us a word for the word of God we have hid in our heart, that we treasure in our heart, that we may not sin against him. Thank God for the word. That's what keeps us, is the word of God and his promises that he has given us. We can trust God in this hour. So, people of God, we just have to mark our post by drawing near to God. We've been preaching about that, getting in the presence of God. That's how we mark our post. That's going to be the evidence. We're going to be passed over, because whatever demonic realm that's out there, we're going to be able to defeat, because we're his true warriors. And I just thank God for the word. Mm-hmm. I thank God for you, Papa Lamont, and everybody upon the line. I'm excited about each and every one's future. When I say that, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. And certainly we receive that word that God has released to you on today. And bear witness to many things that the Lord is speaking to us, time that we're in. So bless the Lord. Amen. In the word of the Lord God. Thank you so much. Woman of God. Amen. All right. Well, I'm telling you, there it is. God has spoken to that. Be blessed. Anyone else? All right. Bless God today. If you want a copy of today's teaching in its entirety, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorraine Matthews to get a copy of today's teaching in its entirety. It's available to you, the prayer and even the word that was released to us on today. You can go over there as well. It's all available to you. So just go over there, and you can have the copy of it. It's entirely available to you. Amen. I'm sorry, I might have missed something. Did someone want to say something real quickly? I just didn't want to, just look like I was jumping in front of somebody.
I'm hearing the Lord say Psalms 31.
Amen. Psalms 31. All right. Psalms 31. Bless the Lord. Psalms 31. Lock that scripture in. The people of God, you can lock that scripture in that was released to us as well. Psalms 31. As the record reflect from that place to you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, man, God. On to them. All right, people of God. Continue to stay in that place of the Lord. It's that task in him. On to them. Great things are happening. Once again, join us in our cities where we're at, where we'll be at locally and around the world. We bless you there today. And may the Lord navigate you specifically in the right direction for where he's taking you in this time of your life. Amen. All right, Minister Brown, thank you so much for the prayers of the righteous people, oh God. Continue to keep me in your prayers. This allergy season is what it is. Amen. And continue to keep us in your prayers in this time that we're in. And God, we continue to strengthen us. Amen. And do what he does for us, that we may continue to do what we need to do for his people at such a time as this. All right? If you desire to be a blessing, you can do that. You go to Cash App and Money Sign, R-S-P-I-N, Cash App Money Sign, R-S-P-I-N. Or you can go to Zelle, Zelle, and we restore you. That's the letter U at yahoo.com. You can also go to our website at werestoreyou.org. That's werestoreyou.org. You can go over there and get blessed as well. Certainly, we thank you in advance for every seed that has been sown into the good ground. We bless the Lord for you as well on today. Amen. We love you all. Continue to be that expression of God in the kingdom of God. Whatever you do, every person will be that. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., with Evangelist Mother Thelma City and myself personally, yours truly, tomorrow morning. There are other great kingdom leaders in the ministry. They're teaching on this evening in their classes. We celebrate what they're doing there as well. And for many of you who are taking the kingdom of God by storm. Remember, this month is going to be very epic for a lot of us. I know I shared it to my colleagues last month that I saw some major things happening in this month. And it's for the favor of God's people in the midst of what we're seeing. You have to continue to view and see God for who he is out of the expression of everything that's been done. Because it's only through the expression of God that we will be able to view all of what he's doing for us in what we are seeing, hearing, and understanding. All things have already been established and made ready for us. We just have to be confident in God that what he's doing for us has been perpetuated by him, not by events to throw us off from him, but to totally put our trust in him, okay? I love you. Thanks. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my perfect name today. God bless you all.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.